window to your garden, lechotzer or lebivrin. Bivrin is also a gated off area. You have four fences around it. For that you chayit, even though it's not a house, and a bivrin also you chayit. So we'll see what the machlokes we have Yehuda and the Chama. Shala by Tzvi. Does a Tzvi dafka need a house or even a big open place that be it's gated by four gates? You have Shimon Gamliel lying there, loy kol habivrin shoven. No, it's not a klal of all bivrin you'll be chayiv. It depends how big it is. Zeh klal. Mechuset say the potter. If you put the deer in this big shepech of karka, even though it has four fences around it, but if you can't catch it, you have to go run after it, your potter. It's not called seidon. Sheinu mechuset say the chayiv. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. You catch him at one time. When you run one shot to get him, if you get him at one time, that's called, it's not called mechuset seidon. If you have to run around the corral to get him, that's not called Seder. You don't have him yet. So if you're just putting him into a big corral that you can't catch him, you'll be potter on Shabbos. So the Gemara. Tanan Hossim, learn the Gemara in Beitza. Ein sodin dogim in abivrim b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to capture fish on Shabbos. Heis the melechit Seder zosser on yomtiv. So Shaila v'tzosim v'deraisim v'derabonim. Even though melechit oichel nefesh is mutter on Shabbos, that's only min halisha v'yelich. Of a kaidim lisha ktsira is zosser on yomtiv. Yeah. So some shittas is it's awesome in the Raisa and some shittas is awesome in the Rabbon. They'll call upon him it's zichos in the Rabbon to make Seder on Yom Tov. So ain't sodden dogem and abirfim be Yom Tov. Even though the fish is in train of pond, still it's also it's called mechuset Seder. And to go get him out of the pond on Shabbos, on Yom Tov yichayiv. We are nice to mefnei mezoinis. So then you can't put food in front of the fish. Because they're muksa. Avut sodden chayiv yoyf. But you're allowed to capture on Yom Tov a chayiv yoyf. From a bivrin, from this corral, the noistim lefnei mezoinis. Since they're not muksa, you're allowed to take them on yomtiv. Nor is the pshat is it's already called sayid before yomtiv. You have a chay in a corral; it's called sayid already. So on yomtiv he's muchen, he's not muksa. You're allowed to shech them on yomtiv. Who are then noistim lefnei mezoinis? They could feed him on yomtiv. But the mara remino avakasha bivrin shel chayis v'shaloifos v'shel dogim ain't sodim hem b'yomtiv. Here it says Lashon of Bivrin, right, like a corral of fenced off area, even though you have chayis inside there, and you have oifers, birds inside there, and dogim in the water there, it ain't sodim hem b'yomtiv. Mashm is called, it's not called sayid before, it's not called a captured, so if you go to capture it now on yomtiv, it's also. The ainos nofnei mezoinis. The melef is an is that say that to capture it now, it's called muksa, so since it's muksa, you're not allowed to feed muksa on yomtiv. So here it's a stira. For the gemara kashya chaya chaya. The first price it says Chaya is called captured in a beaver from before Yomtiv. So Mela on Yomtiv, you're allowed to take him and shecht him. It's not Muksam. And the second price it says it's also for a Chaya. Kash Oifas or Oifas, the same theory as upon Oifas. One price it says a beaverin is called captured already from before Yomtiv. So the Oif is not Muksa. And the first price it says no, it is called Muksa. So Drashi, Bivrin means Karfifos Mukofen. Karfifos means a big shetech of karka that has four walls around it. Mukofim, you have walls around it. Ein sodim hem b'yomtiv. Alma lav nitzud v'yomit koi choshev lei. It's not called like it was captured from before yomtiv. So maybe you're doing the melechet seid on yomtiv, that's awesome. Shema amina, ha-machnisa le-bivor, ein zetzidosai. If on yomtiv or on Shabbos, you'll take the oif, or take the chayim, and put him into this beaver, you wouldn't be chayim. It's not called seid yet. Therefore, on yomtiv now, you go to capture him from this beaver, on yomtiv, you chayim. I it's a stira, is it right? Ein leis to claim azainis, keep when they muksin, they must have mitzvah chalayim. Since they're muksa, then you're not going to touch them, you can't capture them, so you're not going to have to mitzvah yourself with them. So chur it's a stira. So the more bishlei mechaya chaya, I'll tell you lekasha. Hor Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah. How much do you need to capture a chaya? According to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you only chaya b'tzvi in the bayis. Anything less than the house is not called captured. So the first price that says it's called muksam, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The second price, it goes according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan says that Tzvi, even in the Gina, even the Chassi, even the Bivrin, is also called Sayyid. So if you put him into this Bivrin before Yomtiv, he's considered already captured from before Yomtiv. So Melon Yomtiv, it's mutter to take him. Trashor Rabbi Yehuda, he, the Yain Sodnat, that says this also, we have Yehudi, the Masnissen. Lechoshav Leitzaydash Yichmusul Abayis. It's only called captured a Chayyid, it goes into the house. Less than that, it's not called captured. So Melon now on Yomtiv to capture him, it's an Issa. So tomorrow, Elo Oifas Oifas Kasha, but there are the two brides of birds. Because our Mishnah, both Reb Yudan and Reb Chachamim, both say a bird is only called captured in its migdol, in its special birdhouse. But less than that, it's not called captured. So, Kurtzestira, how come one bride says in the Bivrin, it's already called captured, and the male on Yontif, it's not Muksa, you're allowed to take him on Yontif. Our Mishnah says that birds is only called Nitzud in its migdol. It's only called captured if it's in a middle, it's in its cage. Mashenkin, less than that, it's not called captured the bird. So how could the Brisa say that the oifis is mutter to take? And the Gemara, it's not communal, it's beaver. They have a roof on top of it, then it's called the bird is captured from before Yomtiv. Then it's not muksam. If it doesn't have a roof, then it's awesome. For the Gemara, no, v'abai is the makuruhu. Everybody knows the normal house has a roof on it. And still the Mishnah says, ubein the Rav Yehuda, ubein the Rabbanan, tzipul the migdol in. When is it called you capture the bird on Shabbos if you put him into the migdol, in a special cage for him? V'abai is loy, but if you put a bird inside the house, even though there's a roof on top, still it's not called captured. He can fly around the whole room. You can't capture him. It's not called side yet. So still sure, how could the Brisa say here if you have the birds in a bivurim, it's mutter, it's called side from before yomtiv. Our Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says only if it's in a migdol. Less than a migdol, it's not called side. And for the Gemara, Omarava Barahuna, Hocha Betzipa Dror Askinim. I'll tell you, Pshat now, Mishnah is talking about a special type of a bird, a wild bird. The Fishena Makabelus Morris. He's a wild bird, doesn't listen to you. So, man, if you put him into your house, even though he's cornered on all four sides with a roof on it, he'll still fly around and run around. Like in the house, he acts like he's outside the fields. That's called a wild bird. Then, Dafki need a migdol and not the bias. These brides are talking about tame the birds. A regular tame bird, then even in a makura, and a beaver makura would be mutter. A beaver, there's a roof there, it's tame, it won't fly away, it's mutter. Rashi, v'tzipor dror, masnis and diktoni tzipor abayis loy, our Mishnah says is not called captured in the house, only in the migdol, v'tzipor dror asking the wild bird, shadaka lodim abayis kibasoda, he's in the house the same way he feels like he's outside in the soda, v'nishmetis mizov dizov, so run away from one corner to another corner, he's not called captured yet. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Lomo Nikra Shmo Tzipa Dror, why do we give him such a name? Tzipa Dror, Govnei Shadora Babayas Kibasodi, he's a wild bird. He lives in the house the same way he lives in the Sodom. So the Mara Hashta, the Asilochi, wants to come onto such terrors. Such Rashi Lekimni Letavayuk Rabbonin, that both these brises go according to Rabbonin. As Daf Gemino, one beaver by the bird had a roof on top. If it had a roof on top, it's called captured from before Yom Tiv, it's mutter. And one bride says, also with a beaver that doesn't have a roof on it. So once you want to give such a terrace, I was talking about two different types of beaverin, I'll tell you, chaya, chaya, naim, lakasha. The first two theories we had between a chaya, that one bride said a chaya and a beaver is called captured before Yom Tiv, and one said it's not called captured before Yom Tiv, I'll tell you, they both go according to Rabbanim. You don't have to say one's the Rabbanim, one's the Yehuda. They both go according to Rabbanim. Hobe beaver godel, hobe beaver cotton. I'll tell you two different kimtis. One's a nice big shetach of karkam, so there it's not called captured. Then it's also to catch him on yontif. One's talking about a small beaver, that's called captured. Or hefki dove beaver godel, what's called the big beaver that the chaya is not called captured from before yontif? Hefki dove beaver cotton, what's called the small beaver that he is called fired before yontif, or before Shabbos? Omer Ravashi, kol hecha deroyit basra yamatilo bechad shchiyo. By one jump, now as you run after him at one time, if you can capture him at one time, that's called a small room. Mashenkin, if it's a big room here and you have to run this way, then run that way, then run backwards, that's not called side before yomtif, that would be an incident on yomtif to catch taken. Beaver cotton, yeah, that's called the beaver cotton. Beaver, beaver godel. Anything more than that, you can't get him at one shot, is not called nitzud, it's called the beaver godel, and then it's also to do it on yomtif. Inami kolecha denofu tula diksolim adodi. Means the walls are not so far away that the shade of one wall falls upon the other wall. It shows it's not so far away. Beaver, that's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godl. Mashenkin, if it's far, further away that the shade doesn't go from one wall to the next wall, that's called the beaver godl. Of course, if it's a shrek, the shkula should be told how high the walls are and how short the walls are. Alright, but such a shekach. Normal size wall If it's very far away, the shade doesn't reach. If it's not so far away, the shade reaches. Vinami kol hecha deleko upsi upsi bivakotin. Anytime the crowd doesn't have small corners, he can run to, like you dodge you. You run after the thing this way, I don't know exactly what he is, you have to see what the crowd looks like. He has a way he can dodge you. You run here, he'll run away from you. If he has ways to get away from you, that's called, if there's no way to get away from you, that's called the beaver cotton. Vidach beaver godl, it could be a small crowd, but if there's uksi, there are type of corners there that he could dodge you, so you can keep it, it could be small, but you run, so you cannot get him, you can't get him, it's not called nitsin. It depends if he could run away from you or not. Says in the Mishnah the word, "Loi kol abiver in shoven." Not every beaver is shoven. That depends. It's mechuset say the pot. The shenah mechuset say the chay. The posh depends how big the shetach of kaker is. Could you capture him or not? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha kev Shimon Gamliel. We pass like a Shimon Gamliel. That a beaver, when do we say you put a chayiv on in Shabbos into a tzvi, into a beaver, you chayiv? Only by a beaver cotton are you chayiv. That's called seidim. But shaking a big one, it's not. So tomorrow, omalei, abaya, halocha mechlal de pligi. Since he's saying halocha, is mashma, somebody dingzich on him. So he's asking, who's the one that dingzich? Shashi mechlal de pligi, wo akimna de rabbona nami beaver cotton army. The Chur Yos saying halacha geshem gam liyo mashma the rabbanan amachulik on him, and we really just got finished answering the two brises. We wanted to say both of them go according to rabbanim, and the rabbanim also mask him to this chilik. But a beaver godol is not called nitzid, but a beaver cotton is yet called nitzid. So it is so shver. Why do you say halacha geshem gam liyo mashma only him and not the rabbanim? The Chur Yos halacha goes according to both of them. Omle answered back, my nafkli menoch. What do you want from me? What's the difference? I said the right halacha. I said halacha geshem gamliel. You're asking me, well, I say it's mashma rabbanim amachulik me, and really rabbanim amachulik me. But so what? The halacha is geshem gamliel. Omle, that's not an answer. Gemara gomer zemutet. Hey, we're learning Gemara. You want to make into zemiris. Zemiris means you say something. Sounds good. Yeah, not. That's not learning Gemara. We learn Gemara. Every word you say has to mean something. So you said the long lashon. It doesn't pass to say halacha geshem gamliel if there's no machlekes. If everybody's masking to him. Rashi, my nafkulok minoch. Koshchen, kibun lei poligol lei hilkos akavos. I said the right halacha. Have Adam right? Is a mutet hey? Oimer ashmua bezmira bealma b'le tzarech. Does a pastor say a loshin alim or a gemara just for loshin's mirror singing for no purpose? Can it sign? So have a cash when you don't sell halacha shem gamliel. It should have said halacha kizeh like a stam halacha because there's no machlekes on it. Tana rabbanan hatzat svi suma. You have a blind a deer that you caught now on Shabbos. Or else for Yoshin, the deer is sleeping. Chayiv. Still you chayiv on Shabbos. You found a deer out in the street, and he's blind or he's sleeping, and you capture him now, you chayiv. Chigur v'zokin, he's sick, he can't walk. V'zokin is too old. V'cholin, he's sick, then you potter. Even though you capture him on Shabbos, because since he can't move, he's called nitzid v'yomit, he's called captured already. Omele Abayel Rabbi Yosef Maishna, what's the difference? Both of them, they're not moving right now. So why the first two are Yechayiv? The guys assume he's blind or he's sleeping now. And the Gemara, Maishna Hani, Hani Yavidli Rebuya. Even though he's a sumo or he's sleeping, he's aimed to wake up and move away. A sumo can still run away from you. So when you capture him now, it's called you did something on Shabbos. Hani Leavidli Rebuya. But if he's hinkadik, if he can't move, he's lame. Or he's a zaken, or he's a chayla, that is, he can't move away from you. So that's not called you doing a malacha on Shabbos. Trashi suma the yoshna vid rebuya lishamet kishemagish yadodim. Even though he's blind, but as soon as he feels you, he can run away from you. So it's not so easy to capture him. So if you do the ma'aseh say the yichayv on Shabbos, ma'ashenk and these other two, they can't move away. That's called nitzav yomid. For the mar kasha for tanya another bright chayla chayiv. It says if you capture a deer that's sick, you are chayiv. And yet we just said chayla is potter. Keretz is poshid. Omer Rosheish lekasha. Ho b'chayla machas ishto. One he has a fever. V'hai b'chayla machas uftsina. Trash uftsina yefois. Sheni yochel lozes m'koymen. If his mom is sick because he got knocked out, he's overworked, so that deer right now can't move. So maybe even if you come to get him, he's not going to run away from you. So then you're potter. Mashenkin, if he just have a fever, he's sick, but so what? When he sees a man coming to run away from the person, it's not called nitzid, it's called doing a ma'aseh tzeid on Shabbos. Tana Rabbon, hatzad chagovim. Somebody catches grasshoppers on Shabbos. Arels gazin, trashi agazin, min chagav tor. Another type of grasshopper, that's kosher. V'nechol, people eat it. Arels zarin, that's hornets. V'yatushim, type of gants. b'Shabbos is chayiv. Divrei Rav Meir. Meir says you chayiv. V'achom moinrim, no, it depends. Kol shabim minoy nitzot chayiv. If this is a min that people capture it, so then it's called the choshev melacham. V'achol shem b'minoy nitzot potter. It's like a melacha shem tzvich l'gufam. Nobody catches ants. Nobody catches hornets. So it's not b'minoy nitzot. You do this faith on Shabbos, you're potter. It's a melacha shem tzvich l'gufam. Rashi shem b'minoy nitzot. Tzirin v'yatushin shem l'tzaruch. You don't need it. So it's a melacha shem tzvich l'gufam, you're potter. Tan yiduch hatzad chagovim b'shas hatal potter. If you capture chagovim as grasshoppers, this is called you need it because people eat grasshoppers. So it depends. If you capture them b'shas hatal when it dew comes down, you potter. A chiddush Rashi was einayim misavoris. Because when the dew comes down, they're like blind. The grasshoppers v'rehen mitzudim v'yendim. They can't move. So they're cold like mitzudim v'yendim. Therefore you potter b'shas hasrov when it's very hot. Then chayiv because they could run away. So now you're capturing them, it's called doing a melachat seidim. Eloza b'mavoy yoymer, im hoyo makal choy suvoyos potter. If there's Rashi, har beb yachem, a whole bunch of grasshoppers came in front of you at one time, and you capture them, you're potter. Rashi shein muzumonim likach. The mamash right in front of your nose, just like a handful, and such a thing, you're potter. It doesn't pass through mechai before. Iboy lehu, eloza b'mavoy yareishu koi or yaseifu koi. Which case is he going? Is he going to Chumrah? But that's what the Tanakhama said when it's Tal, when there's dew, it is blind, it's called captured, it's only a lot of them together. But if you have a little bit, you'll be Chayiv. Or he goes in the Sefer, no. That's what we say when it's sunny outside. They run away from you. So if you capture them, you're Chayiv. You know, it's only if you have a few of them. But if you have a whole bunch at one time, then you're Chayiv. Rotoshima, Hatzad Chagovim B'Shat Tal, Potter. If you catch grasshoppers when it's dew outside, since then they're like blind, they can't move anyway, you put them on Shabbos. B'shas hasrov chayiv. If you capture them when it's hot outside, then they could run away, you chayiv. Elozeb b'mahavoy yoimam, afilu b'shas hasrov. That's how we say even when it's hot outside, we say you chayiv, and moyo makalkos avoyos potter. It's the same with kulon. If a bunch of them come at one shot, so the mamash right in front of your nose, you capture them, it's not called the chshivos of the tzeder. You're not too enough anything on Shabbos. You get them anyway. Yeah. It's in the next Mishnah. Tzvi shenichnas labayis, a deer that came into the house on Shabbos, v'no lecha b'fonim, and somebody closed the door in front of him, chayiv. That's called lecha seder. But you closing the door, he can't go outside, you chayiv. No l'shnayim p'turim. If two people close the door, then they're both potter, because of life shnayim shesu is potter. Lo yoch lecha lino, v'no l'shnayim, the door is so heavy, one person couldn't close it by himself. He needed two people to close the door, then chayovim. That's called Zayin Yochel. Zayin Yochel, that's a beauty sheet that you chayiv. You have Shimon Poiter, which we had before, Machlokes Hadidash and Psukim. And Shimon has three Pturim by two people doing it. That even the case by Zayin Yochel, where it's a derech now for both of them to do it, still have Shimon knows Potem. Omer Yimim Barabu, Omer Shmuel, Hatzad Ari B'Shabbos. If you capture, you want to make a seder on the Ri, a line on Shabbos. You should know, Ein Chayiv, Ashiach Nesenu, Legurzaki Shaloi. You only chayiv, you bring him into his metal iron cage. It has to be gezunta cage, the lion gets caught there on Shabbos. Trashi. Yeah, bias mishom also like him in taiva. It has to be a very, very good bias to capture a lion. Otherwise, he'll just run away and avadi be potter. Dafkuf Vogel Mabez, the bottom Mishnah. Yoshuv Ho Echod Ala Pesach. One person sits in front of the door. V'loi Milu. He doesn't fill up the whole door. There's a Shiloh Tzeder. If a deer goes inside your house, and we see the Mishnah before said, if you close the door, Yechayim Shum Tzeder. What about you don't close the door, just somebody sits down in front of the door to block the deer from coming out? So one person sits down, V'loi Milu. He doesn't fill up the whole doorpost. So he didn't do tzeder yet. The deer could still sneak out. Yoshev Hasheni, the second person now sat down. Umiluhu. And now both of them together filled up the door. Umiluhu. Yidaloch Hasheni Chayiv. The second one is Chayiv. He did the Maisa Tzeder. Because the first one didn't do Tzeder. But the second one now, like, closed the door. Lagamri made the path closed. He can't get out. Rashi Hasheni Chayiv. Shoot Sodai. He's the one that captured the deer. Yoshev Harishan Ala Pesach Umiluhu. Let's say the first person came and sat down by the door, and he was a fat guy. He pulled up the whole door. The deer can't get through now. So
Zechura, he did the Maaseh Tzedek. Oboa Hasheni v'yoshev tzidoi. Now a second person came and he sat down next to the first person. Is afal pi shomat. So when the second one sat down, the second one is not doing a tzedek because the deer is already captured. The first one sat down, blocked the whole doorway, so the deer can't come out. It's called tzayid. The second one sits down next to him, he's doing nothing. Now the chiddush is afal pi shomat harishon. Even though later the first fellow gets up and goes away. For holach loy is harishin chayev asheni potter. Who is chayev for tzeider? Only the first one. Because when he sat down, before he sat down, the door was open. He's blocking the passage. He's doing tzeider. When the second one sat down, it was closed already. Even though now the first one gets up and goes away, so the second one sitting there, he's blocking the deer from going out, still he's potter. Because he goes b'shas maisa when he sat down. When he sat down, he didn't do a maisa tzeider. So the Mishnah Olam is the daima. What is the daima to? Lenoya les beisoyim l'shomrei. You close your door to watch it. But in tzvi shama b'tayichay. As you have das tam, you have a front door. You're afraid ganovim shouldn't come in at night. She closing the door. That's not a tzeidon. And agav it comes out that the deer was inside. So you potter and the avad is potter muti. Not doing anything. Here also, when the second one sat down, he sat down the heter. The door like was already closed. So even though now the first one gets up and goes away, but the second one's not doing any new maisa. Therefore the second one is always potter. Trashi, v'nimtzo tzvi, trashi, loma, sheni zedoyim, yachash, nitzudu, adi arishan, l'ner, l'es beis l'sharn, my v'loy l'otzud. You have that to close the door just to protect yourself. Not to capture the deer inside. But in tzvi, shunitzit kvar, shama v'taychoi. If you have a deer that was already captured from before in your house, you're not doing anything now. The chayin afo pi shama v'rishin. Here also, even though the first one gets up, ein zerelo kishomer l'tzvi, shomer l'miyesmol. It's as if the tzeder was done yesterday. The tzvi was captured already. All you do now is just closing your door. That's mutter. Something tomorrow. Omer Rab Abba.